I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called The Roaring Twenties, When the Living Legend Came to Kane. The guy was as big as all America. He symbolized the area of excess with his power and might, and became the most famous face of the century. He was bigger than Paul Bunyan, stronger than Hercules, and he was Casey Jones, John Henry, Paul Revere, and Johnny Appleseed all in one. In the early 1920s, he single-handedly saved the national pastime after gamblers had nearly wrecked the integrity of the game. During World War II, our enemies disparaged him rather than FDR because they knew that insulting our national hero would be more offensive. When a newspaper writer pointed out his salary was larger than President Herbert Hoover's, he quipped, "I had a better year than he did." Even in Kane, Prohibition dominated the local news during the period, and the scofflaws, moonshiners, and illegal distillers were rounded up by the dries one by one. The decade was called the Roaring Twenties for good reason. During this period of enormous wealth and prosperity, Kane boasted a population of 7,500, and the Kane Republican touted the town as the largest varied glass manufacturing center in the country, with its factories producing window glass, plate, and wire glass. It was also in the center of the Great Pennsylvania Gas Belt and the largest manufactory of brush belts and handles in the world, not to mention its status as the terminus of a division of the Pennsylvania Railroad. In 1923, a contractor was hired who could lay 1,000 feet of concrete a day to complete the road to James City. Just days after that job was completed, local residents petitioned the post office to officially change the name of the town from James City to Durant City when the Durant Company purchased the local glass mill. The Temple Theater was frequently home to live stage performances as big city production companies put on shows for weeks on end. The Ludlow Oddfellows Hall hosted Swedish strongman Ricardo Nelson, who could straighten horseshoes with his bare hands, with the promise that anyone who could prove him a fake would earn $500. In Kane, a mysterious organization called the Knights of the Blazing Ring was formed and vowed to provide worthy opposition to the Ku Klux Klan. The group employed pyrotechnics of their own and became the subject of national attention for their anti-fascist stance. In early October of 1923, manager Perotti of the local baseball team received a telegram from New York asking if Kane could host a barnstorming tour of Major League ballplayers. The story in the Kane Republican noted that the promoter requested a date and an unnamed amount of money to guarantee the event. After the New York Yankees dispatched of the New York Giants in the World Series, the great Bambino, Babe Ruth himself, organized the tour. Although extremely unpopular with league management and team ownership, the Babe was out to line his pockets and the pockets of his friends. And knowing the Babe, his intention was to sample every local sausage and brew along his route. At that time, Babe earned $52,000 per year, and his winning salary share for the World Series amounted to a paltry $6,000. Today's top stars can earn that combined amount per game. It is apparent that local baseball impresarios were not successful in raising the funds to host the Babe and his merry men, as games were held in several other towns throughout the region. But under the headline October 27, 1923, the Kane Republican reported that Babe Ruth was in Kane this morning. The Pensy train arrived just after 7:30, and some of the other players got out and walked around the station before boarding the dining car en route to Oil City. So next time you're at the historic depot, close your eyes and imagine walking in the very footsteps of the Sultan of Swat. He was the Colossus of Clout, the King of Crash. He was the one and only Bambino, and yep, he came to Cane. You can look it up. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback to citizencanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.